Okay, we're going to be learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're still in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to see if you test a new topic. A new topic indeed. General topic with regards to Safos, with regards to the Lishmo aspect. Betchilas Haksiva, said the Shulchan Aruch, when a Sofer starts to write, wherever he may be writing, when he starts to write, Yoima Befiv should say verbally, he should verbalize, and he koisev l'shem kedushas tefillin. He should say, if he writes tefillin, he should say, I'm writing this with intention of writing tefillin l'shem kedushas, for the holiness, the kedusha of tefillin. This is point number one, that as he's writing, whatever he's writing, any parasha, any words that he's writing, which is for the tefillin, he should actually verbalize the lishma aspect. By the way, a shaila that was asked to Avi Yashiv, what happens if he says, and he quotes the Lishem tefillin? Interesting, Yehora. What if he says Lishem tefillin, leaves out the word Lishem ketushas tefillin? Is that ma'akev? Right, Lemay says it's not ma'akev. Although Lechad Chile one certainly should say Ketushas Tefillin, but if he fails to say the word Ketushas, he just says it's for Tefillin, for the sake of Mitzvah Tefillin. If he leaves out the word Ketushas, it's not ma'akev, but the Avet. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows in Tzif Kotten Sadik Beis, Betchilas, at the very beginning of the writing, he needs to say so. The im ye af ois achas shloi nichtav l'shem tefillin posul. If there was even one letter that was not written with intention of tefillin posul, the entire tefillin becomes posul. Every single letter needs to be written l'shem kedushas tefillin. V'loi ma'an ya'avor as kulmus lishmo. It will not help. If you realize after writing like totofois, you suddenly realize, oh, I forgot to have kavan, I didn't have any intention by writing that. I thought I'm just writing it stam, I didn't have any intention of fulfilling it. If you finish writing that, and the sofer now wants to go over it by, instead of scratching it over, just wants to cover it up and going over it again in his safus writing, that doesn't help. You can't do that. It's too late. You have written something bepisul, it's possible now. You can't go over it with havoras kulmas lishma, that won't help. Betchilas roitzeloy matchilas kol parasha zoyma. The very betchila, what the Shulchan Aruch means, it means at the very beginning of writing any parasha. Yoyma, I should say. Ani koisev parashas eilu l'shem. I should say and verbalize, I write any of those parashas l'shem ketushas tefillin. Umehani ze medina, and meikar din, it suffices, afinim hifsik ben ha-parashas, even if he stopped in the middle, if he had a break in the middle, that's okay. Ach mikol mokim, nevertheless, tov yoyse shem atchilas kol parasha. Ideally, whenever you stop and interrupt, you should, when you start rewriting again, you should stay again, l'shem ketushas tefillin. And this is what many sofer makbid to do. Yeah, it is proper to the. That's what he's referring to. That it is not ma'akev, but proper to still have kavana when you restart again. What happens, Rabbosai, if you don't? If you're looking, let's say you finished writing the parsha, and he finished. Now he checks over it again, and as he's checking over it, he's seeing that there's a bit of ink which is not very. Very nice, and he wants to be masakin it, he wants to scratch off some of it. It's not psul altogether, but he just wants to make it even more beautiful. And he wants to scratch off. Does he need to have kavanah for doing that or not? Does he need to say l'shem ketushas tefillin? It can't be ma'akev. Because the writing itself is not ma'akev. Yeah? And you're saying, what happens if the letter is ma'akev? If it's a letter that was really no good, then you'll have to say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzif Kotten Tzadik Gimel. Nira duadin betikun oisius hanifrodois tzorich lishmon. The hoilu belavoch atfinin psulin the elen emtzuras oisius koroi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, much like you are saying, that if the letter is in a shape which is a puzzle shape, which has to be identified, of course, but if the letter is not absolutely correct, and the letter is puzzle, And if you are misaken the letter, be it at the very end or be it mid-writing, in the middle of writing, you say, oh, there was too much ink coming out of here. I need to fix this up a little bit. I need to sort it out a little bit. If you do that, you need to have kavon l'shem, l'shem mitzvahs, l'shem k'tushas tefillin. In other words, if you, let's say, the sofer wrote in the middle of the parasha, he got tired, he stopped, the next day he carried on. And as he's starting to write again, what is the first, what he's just fixing up a little bit the letter, and he doesn't have kavanah to do that. And the letter was possible beforehand. And now he's making it to a kosher letter. Now it becomes, it's got the shape of the letter. If he doesn't have kavanah for scratching off, prior to the scratching, if he doesn't say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, the Tefillin will be possible. So yes, kavanah is ma'akav also for tikkun ha'osias. Correct. That's exactly what the mashmos from the Mishnah Berurah is, that because it's not kosher with that. That's what exactly, that's very, very good, yeah, for reading oys, yeah. Yes, it's interesting that it's not absolutely the same. It seems to be more chomo here a little bit. It seems to be a little more chomo. Yeah, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says, because Shulchan Aruch now carries on with an additional level. And he says the following. Milvadze, besides that point that we just mentioned now, you need to have general lishma. There's another point as well. Milvadze, besides that, b'chol pam shekosev azkora, every time that you're writing, and you're writing the name of Hashem, the azkora, you're writing the name of Hashem, tzorich loima, you need to say, additionally, you need to say as well, shekosev l'shem kedushas Hashem. So besides the general intention that you have, the shema that you have, before writing any parsha, there's an additional kavanah, an additional shlishma that you need to have before you're writing the name of Hashem. The kedushas Hashem, the holiness of the name of Hashem, it's so highly that one needs to have an additional kavanah. So you need to write before writing the name of Hashem, L'shem Kedush, you need to say, L'shem Kedush is Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tzadikei, Sifkot and Tzadikei, Befiv, you say, you need to say, generally you need to say with your mouth, V'loi sagi b'machshava, af b'di'evet. With regards to the intention, it's not good enough to have it in your mind. You need to actually verbalize, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. You need to say it. And if you just had it in your mind, and you didn't say it, it's ma'akiv b'di'evet. V'ayim b'chidush Rebbe Kveiko, discusses this. Ani Koisev, you need to say, I'm writing this, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, Yeshe Kosvu, the Nochon Shiyoi Ma'az, Gamken, V'kol Azkor Shebo, L'shem Kedushas Hashem. It is also right to say, initially when you start, to add as well, to say that any name of Hashem that I'm writing should be for the Kedushas Hashem, Shema Yishkach, because maybe you're going to forget. He says you should also say at the beginning of writing that any name that I'm writing of Hashem, you should say that in English, just because you may forget to have an additional kavanah before you're actually writing the name. So do that at the very beginning. However, not everybody agrees that it helps. But the Mishnah Berurah says ideally you can't lose out by saying that as well. Bechol pam, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Tzivkot and Tzadizayin, every time, v'im koisev shtei azkoros bli hefzik, tai bekiddush ach echot. If you're writing Hashem Eloik, when it says two times the name of Hashem, then you don't have to say twice, I'm writing this Hashem, Kedush is Hashem. If you write, you say once, before both names of Hashem, that is sufficient. Right, so that's what we're learning, that there's two Kavon, two lishmas that a sofer needs to have in mind. One is a general lishma that he needs to write before any parsha that he writes, and that is ma'akev. If he doesn't actually verbalize it, it's ma'akev. Besides that, he also needs to have the lishma of the asko before writing Hashem's name. Yeah.
Who does he say it to?
To himself. To himself. It's in order to make sure and to 100% to have the kavon and the lishma, but he needs to actually verbalize it. Yeah.
If he says the shame of the shame in the beginning, and he forgets somewhere in the middle, does that help with the other?
if it's for the askara for the
part.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Bialocha discusses. It's not going to help that much, yeah. Yeah.
You said the two
askaras,
simply one is that, it's the same shame?
No, even if it's two. Even if it's two different ones. Yeah. There is some of the Heilige, some of the Sofim, definitely the pre-war Sofim, used to go to Mikveh, every time you used to write Hashem's name. There is one of the very famous Sofim, one of the very, very famous Sofim, for many years ago, his name was Ibn Sanala Sofa. Ibn Sanala Sofa. His real name was actually, his family was Tfilansky. Ibn Sanala Tfilansky, and he was called Ibn Sanala Sofa. Yes, isn't that interesting? I don't know which. And he was very well known that he really used to go with Mesiras Nefesh. He used to go to Tovelin Mikveh before every askor that he used to write, and he used to be very, very special tefillin. And he used to write them so slowly. They were extremely popular tefillin, not only because of his beautiful writing, also because of the great kavanas that he had when he actually used to write tefillin. They were extremely expensive because there wasn't so many of them around. He didn't write. They actually say, I heard many years ago, that he actually died of starvation. He was so poor. He was such a tzaddik. He didn't charge didn't overcharge for his tefillin. He only took mamash, the bare minimum. And he actually was very, very poor. And his tefillin were mehoda with all the hidurim. And his son also was tefillin. And they say, I heard a while ago from a sofa from a batimach, in fact, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, who told me that Rav Eliashiv's grandfather, the Heilige Leshem, the Leshem was Rav Eliashiv's mother's father, was the Heilige Leshem, Rav Eliashiv, and he was a gewaldige tzaddik in Lithuania, and the Leshem, he himself had a pair of tefillin which was written by Rav Nesanel HaSofa. And they were very, very, they were very precious tefillin. The Leshem was wearing those tefillin of the Leshem for many years. The Leshem wore those tefillin, which were written by the Bitzana Sofer for many years. When he was Niftar, Rav Eliashiv was Yoyreshit. Rav Eliashiv had those tefillin of Bitzana Sofer. And I heard, Aya Finkel told me years ago that he was actually once, I asked him if it's true, and he said it's true. That he was actually once, he was just to demonstrate and just picture himself the Kedusha of this tefillin, that Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, or Shiva in one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Mir, Brachfeld, and Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, a very, very special person, very Choshev Tzadik and a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Aryeh Finkel, he asked once if it's possible to just touch the tefillin of the Leshem. Imagine that, the Leshem's tefillin, which written by Ibn Sanala Sofa, they're still around. So he asked if he can just touch them. I don't know if he said to touch them or to put them on. He wants to either touch them or put them on. And the Kedusha was so, he felt so inadequate just seeing and holding those tefillin, that he couldn't, just by holding them, I don't know if he said holding them or putting them on, I forgot now, but he was so that he had to sit down. It was like he nearly fainted, he nearly passed out by the Kedusha of those tefillin, and then he just had to sit down. And I don't know if he said holding them or touching them. These are tefillin of the... But yes, the value, the point I'm making is that the value of the tefillin is not just by the writing, is also generally the market value of tefillin has to do also with people are get tzaddikim. We'll see that later. In Sif Chav Beis or Chav Aleph, we'll see that the kedush of the tefillin also increases its value. So it doesn't say anything about going to mikvah over here before, but it says definitely that certainly one should have the lishma before writing the askaras of the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Continues the Rama. V'yesh oimrim, some say the sagik shemechashiv shekoytsev askaras lishmon. The Rama says that if you have in mind and you don't actually say that the lishma, the additional lishma of writing the name of Hashem, this is not going to the general, the first level of lishma. The second level of writing Hashem's name, if you have that in mind and you don't verbalize it, the Rama said that is sufficient if initially you had the kavana. That's with regards to the second of the askaras. V'yesh lakol b'di'avet, b'di'avet, it's sufficient, and we are mekel, says the Rama. Ukshebon enam leim lo yichtoiv, says the Rama. What happens if a sofer is extremely tired? He had a long day. long days of work and he's very tired, and but he's so familiar about in writing the tefillin, he can do it in his sleep. Literally, he can do it in his sleep. And he feels that he's writing, but he's really, really tired. He's nodding off. Can he write the tefillin half asleep or not? Can a sofer write? He's going to write very neatly and very nicely. Can he write the tefillin half asleep? You're right. Absolutely, says the Ramah, you can't. And the reason for that is not because of the writing. The writing might be wonderful writing, might be beautiful letters, but he's lacking in kavana. That is the problem over here. So if a person is really tired and he's writing, even if this writing is going to be very nice, he shouldn't write tefillin because he's lacking in kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah. B'di'avad, he says that if you are b'di'avad, aber lechatchila certainly tzorich loyim b'feirish b'chol pam shekoyse v'askol Hashem k'dushas Hashem. One should certainly, before saying any time of writes Hashem's name, one should say l'shem k'dushas Hashem. Afilu imam b'tchila z'aksivu v'kol ha'askol sheboy. Even if you say at the beginning of the writing, you say any name that I'm going to write of Hashem's name should have the right intentions. That is not lechatchila. That's not good enough. You need to actually verbalize every time you write Hashem's name. You need to verbalize you're doing it for the kedushas Hashem. V'chem posko achronim. This is what achronim pasken. This is what achronim pasken. Yeah. Very good. 100%. Very good. What you are saying actually leads us very, very much to the next Seif. Next Seif in Seif Chof is going to mamash point out this very, very point. That us as people buying tefillin, we there's a challenge that we can't really overcome. Because the letters, you can identify if they are nice or not nice. And if we personally can't, there's ways of measuring the beauty of letters. But there's one thing which we can't find out so easily. And that is, if the person who wrote it, how much V'yeh Shemayim he was. That is a challenge. That is certainly a challenge. Okay. So just to, we'll wrap up over here. Let's just recap what we covered tonight. We learned Seif Yutes, and we started learning that there is two levels of Lishma. We learned that there is the Lishma of generally writing the parashah should be written in Lishma. We learned that this is Ma'akev. Not only that it's Ma'akev, but in fact, if a person just thinks about the Lishma, it doesn't actually verbalize it, that is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'akev b'di'evet. He needs to say, Ani koisev v'shem kedushas tefillin. I'm writing this for the sake of kedushas tefillin. We pointed out that Rabbi Yashiv says, b'di'evet, if he will fail to say the word kedusha, that's okay. Besides that, we learned that it's not only with regards to actually writing. Mishnah Berurah points out that tikkun o'osius, same halacha will apply also. That if you're fixing the letters, and you're making the letters kosher, from a posel letter into a kosher letter, you need to also have the kavana of L'shem Kedushas Tefillin when you're doing that. We then moved on to discuss the second kavana, which is the kavana, or the same kavana, which is the kavana of Lishma, of the Kedushas Hashem. So there we learned that is the, but the average is good enough. If you just have the, you say the kol haskoros every time I write the name of Hashem, should have the right kavanas, the right lishma. This is b'di'avad. Okay, if you did that at the very beginning, you said that, that's going to cover you b'di'avad, according to some poskim. However, lechatchila is not the right mahalach. Lechatchila, you should have the kavanah of the haskorah every time you're writing Hashem's name. And this is the recommended practice, this is what one should do. If one didn't have either, not the lishma, at the very before you started, and you didn't have Lishma when you actually said the name, if you didn't have either, it's Ma'akev B'di'evet as well. We then learned the Ramah that said if somebody is half asleep, he shouldn't write, even if the letters are going to be very beautiful letters, but he's going to be lacking in the Kavana, and consequently one is not supposed to write the letters when he's half asleep.